her own internet cables in order to get broadband for her community in Lancashire. Her name is Christine Condor, and she helped form the Broadband for the Rural North management team. Christine, hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the show. Christine's daughter, Marie Shirley Smith, works for a landscape architecture company near Welshpool in Mid Wales, also has broadband problems. Hello, Marie.
Hello, good morning.
Say hello to Christine.
Hello,
Mum. Hello, Mum. Hello, Mum. Hello, daughter.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the programme. So, Christine, tell us your story. What happened?
Well, we're in a rural upland area, and there's very, very bad connectivity around here for lots of the different areas and villages around us. And so we started our own Wi-Fi network in 2005, which we still run, to supply houses and businesses and farms in the area. And we've got together with other community groups, and we've all formed this community cooperative called BARN, Broadband for the Rural North, and we're all working together and digging our own fibre in at the moment. And actually, I'm stood in the field, in the middle of the field at the moment, doing it.
Do you have a computer background? How difficult is it, how easy is it, to lay your own internet cables?
It's really easy. It's not rocket science. It's just the farmers are doing it themselves. They're just laying pipes in the field, just like the low water pipes and drains. That bit's quite easy, and then you've got to blow the fibre through, and we've all been trained to do it, and then we're training other communities to lay their fibre. So there's a big group from the next village come today to learn from this village how they've done it, and then in a few weeks' time they'll be blowing their fibre. So it's a skill that's easily learned, and it's making jobs in the community. Unfortunately, we can't pay them because we've no funding, so they're working for community shares in the barn company.
There are no doubt many of my listeners who are saying, did Christine actually say blowing fibre through? What does that mean?
That means you lay a plastic tube in the ground, just like water pipe, and then you get a reel of fibre optic cable and a machine, and that machine pushes and blows the fibre through the plastic pipe to the other end, and that gives the people the connection that they want.
So how fast is your broadband?
How fast is it? Yeah. These communities are now on at 1,000 megabits symmetrical, a gigabit symmetrical. So it's as fast up as it is down, which means companies like my daughter can shift files without having to courier them on CDs and pen drives. You can actually move files very quickly to your customers. Upload is going to be as important as download in the future, as we have to deliver content. That's what this country is going to be really good at, and it will make a living delivering content to the world if we can get this upload facility.
Do you need a license to do this, Christine?
No, we've become a telecoms company.
You actually became a limited company?
We're a cooperative, a limited cooperative company.
Wow.
The benefit of the community, so all the profits we make go back into the community and into our network, and we help as much many people as we can.
What a terrific story. Marie, what's it like running a business in Mid Wales in broadband terms?
In broadband terms, it's very difficult. We've got one of the largest landscape practices in Wales, but all our work is throughout the UK. We're having to send files of sometimes up to 120 megabytes in size, both days now, uploaded files. We're based, obviously, in Plangadvan, which is a very small village, but we're right next to a BT telephone exchange. But we've had to, in order to get half decent broadband, and it's still shockingly poor, we've had to buy three lines, bond them together, in order to then get anything up to about 10 megabytes of speed, download speed, and the upload speed is still about 0.8 megabytes.
Yeah. What was it like sending those files before broadband?
For broadband, we were sending CDs, posting CDs, couriering CDs. Literally just delivering files, going back and forth. All our work now is mainly in London. They need files straight away. They use websites for managing drawings. So we have to upload those drawings every day and download the new drawings from other. We work with architects, engineers all the time. It's a very interactive kind of way of working. It relies totally on broadband.
You know, recently I spoke to somebody in West Wales who said the internet down in West Wales was really bad. I know just how difficult it is in Mid Wales. Have you ever thought about possibly moving the business?
Yeah. If BT, or if we don't get a better broadband service, we would have to move to the nearest fibre connection or high-speed connection, which would be in Shrewsbury, which is in England. We believe in Wales. And we're probably the largest employer in this area. And the largest landscape architect practice Scotland, where